from Flemington to the Heath, Caulfield and Rob Nicholson's in studio. Good morning to you, Nico.
G'day, Bonners. How are you, buddy?
I'm very good, thanks, mate. To 12 to 12, by the way. We'll get through a few of the big guns. Mara and Eustace are going to spread the love across a number of states coming up for the weekend ahead. Tell us a few of their runners that we have to keep an eye on.
Certainly, speaking this morning to Dave Eustace, Kinedna and Etana will both go around up there at Doomben on the weekend. Kinedna will go around in the Group 1 Doomben Cup, while Etana will go around in the Group 2, the Roses, over the 2,000 metres. They work together up there in Queensland this morning and went 1,000 metres in a minute 7 and home the last 400 in just on 24 seconds. It was good work, and Kinedna was very impressive two starts ago, winning the Group 1 up there in Sydney and for the championships, the first one for the partnership. So certainly a soft spot. While Latana's been running pretty well, running third last start in the bracelet, so you'd expect it to go fairly well. Aside from that, up there in Brisbane, they did nominate a couple of others, including Pakadali, who's nominated to run in the cup, but just did a bit of treadmill work, is also nominated to run at Flemington on Saturday, and with a little bit of luck will probably go around in the Banjo Patterson series heat over the 2,000 metres. So going well there. Some others for the stable that work quite well. Junipel went 1,000 metres this morning. It's going to go around in the three-year-old handicap over the 1,400 metres. Ran the 1,000 in a minute 6:21. Home the last 400 in a very sharp 23. Vincitori, I think it's called. Very difficult pronunciation, the old Italian pronunciation there. It's going to go around in the Mahogany Challenge over the 2,000, and was really good work. It was just a bit of short, sharp work for the horse, and went 800 metres in 50.64 and came home the last 400 in 23.52. Other runners in Adelaide this weekend for the stable will be Checkered Flag, Suppressor, Cedar Grande, and possibly another horse called Catalanic. They all worked very nicely. Catalanic went 1,000 metres and came home the last 400 in 24.2. Checkered Flag prepared over in Adelaide. It's been over there for a while. Suppressor also is headed to Adelaide and would need to improve on its last few runs. And one of the other horses that did work very nicely is Azuro, who went 1,000 metres in a minute 6:92, home the last 400 in 24. And finally, South Street Boss is a horse that's headed to Adelaide to run in the National Stakes, and it went 800 in 52.44, home the last 400 in 24. But overall, I'd say that they'd certainly be pinning their hopes on their runners up in Brisbane, and couple of horses that should go well over the weekend include Elvin Satore, and I think you can do well with Junipel as well. It worked very, very nicely this morning. So they're the pick for the yard from the Mara and Eustace camp.
All right, comprehensive review of their runners. As mentioned, they're spreading the love on the weekend. Marvellous Mick Price has got runners in South Australia and Flemington as well.
He does. Mascolino's due to line up at Flemington in the first heat of the VRC CRV Winter Championship Series. Very good series over the winter, and it worked quite nicely this morning over 1,200 metres in company, and really improved coming home the last 600 with his last 400 in a very quick 22.81 on the poly track. It was terrific work by Mascolino. Octobello is one that'll go around in the Banjo Patterson series heat, and he went 1,600 metres this morning and came home his last 400 in 23.78, so he's certainly ticking over very nicely. Princess of Queens will head to South Australia once again. She was probably a little disappointing in the Group 1 last start at Adelaide, but worked quite nicely. She'll go around on Saturday now in the Proud Miss Stakes over the 1,200. She's bypassed this week's Goodwood. She'll go around there and went 800 metres this morning, and just a maintenance gallop more than anything else, and cruised home the last 400 in 25.23. Noriko will go around at Doomben in the Proud National Stakes, I believe it is. I apologise. It's the Proud Miss also Noriko's nominated for, and it'll go around in another maintenance gallop this morning for Noriko, 800, home 400 in 25.38. Exceed Rock's the one that's going around in the National Stakes over the 1,200 at Adelaide, and worked quite nicely, just 1,000 metres and cruised home its last 400 in 25. Well, a nice unraced horse, I believe it is, called Shush for Mick Price, is going to go around in the National Stakes also. Went 1,000 metres in evens this morning. Looks a nice type, and the pick from the stable would probably be Mascolino and Octobello at Flemington, with Princess of Queens probably being his best runner over there in South Australia.
Beautiful. We're only a minute away from race one at Tamworth. We might just get through anything you found from the John Sadler camp before we go to Tamworth.
Yeah, big night out, and Shoko worked together very nicely this morning. 1,000 metres home, their last 851.5, and came home the last 424.25. Big night out in the three-year-old handicap over the 1,400, and Shoko nominated for both the Winner Championship and the Fillies and Mares Benchmark handicap. Aside from that, Duns and Roses will run in Adelaide if it gets a run. Just had a quiet morning this morning. And Superhard's being kept fresh for the Victorian Sprint Series Heat 3 over there at Flemington as well on the weekend. So some good chances for Johnny Sadler.
All right, we'll rip through the remaining runners from Caulfield Trackworks straight after race one at Flemington, but we're only about 20 seconds away from this 1,000-metre maiden. Market looks like this. Peachy's Dream's been supported. The top couple have been well supported. Peachy's Dream, who was beaten as a short price favourite here last start, has been 340 into 2.5. Rated's been even better supported, $5 into 290. Started at 4 today, so the money's been rolling in. Palace Street's gone the other way, 468 to 650. Double figures the rest. They're getting behind the barriers nicely, about to go. Let's head to Anthony Manton for race one at Tamworth. Such a short price favourite for a little while, I would have thought. 5-1 and 7, 5.50 and $1.50 for the winner, Palace Street. Blinker Noodles is at 6.50 and 7.50 for Win the Flag. So some good exotics coming up. Race 1 at Tamworth, 5-1 and 7. Your numbers, we'll clear those totes soon, but for the time being, head back to you, Nico, and clean up the remaining runners from the Heath, mate.
Yes, Andrew Noblett's got a couple nominated for both Flemington and South Australia. At Flemington in the Mahogany Challenge Heat, and also in Adelaide in the SA Fillies Classic over the 2,500. Moorgate and Miss France, they worked together very nicely this morning over 1,600 metres, improving to run home their last 600 metres in 36 seconds flat, which was very, very good this morning. He's also got Indigo Lass, who was going to go around in the Super Vabus 3-year-old Phillies Benchmark 78 handicap, and worked over 1,200 metres nicely, and hit the line in the last 400 metres in 24 seconds. Was good work. Henry Dwyer is going to line up Spielberg. It's going around in the 3-year-old handicap over the 1,400 metres. Had a nice gallop over 800 in a sharp 50.38. Home the last 400 in 23.68. So it was a really good piece of work by Spielberg, and he's also got a couple of others nominated, Mississippi and Honourable Mention. Mississippi in the 3-year-old Fillies and Honourable Mention in the Benchmark 78 handicap. They both had jump outs at Caulfield this morning, which were fairly good. Aside from that, you've also got Graham Begg, who was there at Caulfield this morning. He's got a couple of nominated up in Brisbane and Al Libretto, and also his other horse, Miss Siska, but they will not go around up there at this stage. He's got Galaxy Raider that'll go around at Flemington in the Benchmark 78 handicap, who prepared at the farm over 800 metres. And he's got a horse called Sealed, who's going around in the 3-year-old Phillies Benchmark 78 over the mile. Worked exceptionally well over 1,000 metres this morning in a minute six. Home its last 800 in 47.2. Home the last 200 in 11.6 on the poly track at Caulfield. So it was low flying, this horse called Sealed. So hopefully he doesn't mind that I've mentioned it. He was probably wanting me to keep my lips sealed, actually, Beggy. So, but no, too good a work to ignore there. So Graham Begg certainly has a horse to watch in the coming weeks, and definitely one on Saturday.
He'll always be the man associated with that flying mare Bonanova from about 20 years ago to me, Graham Begg, but he's obviously got a pretty handy one there in Sealed. Really appreciate your time, Nico. Talk soon, mate.
Thanks very much, Bonas.
Time for Gatespeed.